The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, that only means one thing on this radio program, and that is all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, how are you?
You know, I'm worn out because I have to provide so much wisdom to the nation that it's enervating, you know, so I'm trying to get back on my feet here.
You do know how, like, pompous and arrogant that sounds. I mean you are a voice of reason, often, not always, and a voice of common sense, often. You're very intelligent and smart, but don't you think you're taking a little too far there, Mr. O'Reilly? Maybe you're feeling your oats a little, this, you know, that warm weather kicking in now.
It was a jest, Hannity.
A jest is that word of the day, jest. All right, I'm going to take it down a different road today. I want to play two comments for you. One is from your old friend Jane Fonda, who blames white men for climate change and wants all white men put in jail. And Sonny Houston over at that hit news show, that hard-hitting news show, The View on ABC, blaming white women for supporting Donald Trump. I want to play these for you.
There would be no climate crisis if there was no racism. There would be no climate crisis if there was no patriarchy. It's a mindset that sees things in a hierarchical way. You know, white men are the things that really matter, and then everything else with nature at the bottom, sacrifice zones, right? It is a tragedy that we have to absolutely stop. We have to arrest and jail those men, they're all men, running the oil companies and the gas companies and the plastic refineries. We have to make them stop. This is really serious.
I think that women, white women.
Well, hold on. Let's do them one at a time because this is too good to, you know, not sink our teeth into. She says we got about 7 or 8 years to cut ourselves in half of what we use for fossil fuels, and then goes on to bring in the issue of race and then blaming men. It's a tragedy. We have to absolutely stop. We have to arrest and jail those men. They're all men. Bill, did you ever have any idea that you're responsible? I'm responsible for this?
All I know, Hannity.
Here it comes.
I were married to Ted Turner. I would hate men, too.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. You don't like Ted Turner, I could tell.
I mean, he's a little bombastic, so Miss Fonda once signed a book for me, by the way, with a heart. Oh, I have that. It's got to be worth something on eBay.
I don't know. Do you think she was, like, flirting with you or what?
I don't know. I mean, you know, she signed the book, and we had a nice conversation. But, look, Jane Fonda is in the business of getting attention. So everybody has to understand that. She's not going for a PhD in political science or environmental studies anytime soon. Plus, she's 110 years old. So I'm more amused by it than anything else. And there are white men that I'd like to see in jail, Hannity. Come on, you too.
What, you mean you want to see me in jail or people that in jail? First person that comes to mind is Joe and Hunter, but, you know, I don't think you're at the top of the list. I'll say it to you that way, Mr. O'Reilly. All right, now let's go to The View. Sonny Hostin, one of the co-hosts of that hard-hitting news show. White women want to protect this patriarchy because it benefits them, while discussing Republican women who continue to support Donald Trump, and then added that they will fall in line with what their husbands are doing in the discussion. I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect this patriarchy here because it's to their benefit. They want to make sure their husbands do well. They want to make sure their sons do well. They want to make sure their children do well. I would say that's kind of universal for any parent. They want to make sure that they do well. And most of the women of these studies are married white women, and they do fall in line with what their husbands are doing and how their husbands are voting. Now, I think that's a little bit of a broad sweeping generalization. Let me play it for you.
I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect this patriarchy here because it's to their benefit. Yeah. They want to make sure that their husbands do well. They want to make sure that their sons do well. They want to make sure that their children do well. And they want to make sure that they do well. Most of the women in some of these studies are married white women, and they do fall in line with what their husbands are doing, how their husbands are voting.
Bill O'Reilly, I think that is an insulting comment towards women. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but The View is a program that has approximately 2 million viewers a day. 100% of them are left or far left people, so they play to their crew. Sonny Hostin, little known fun fact, started her career working for me.
No way.
Yeah, at Fox News Channel. And
I don't remember her being there. Was she there?
She was an assistant, and I went to a little gathering, Christmas gathering, in December, and she was there and came up to me and said, thank you so much for treating me well and training me to be on television. And then on The View a few weeks ago, she actually said that, you know, O'Reilly tells the truth as he sees it, but you know, there's no subterfuge. So I have a hard time, you know, basically criticizing her, but I know what they all do on The View. And this is a shame because it didn't used to be that way. You play to your choir, and that's what she's doing. Now, it's absurd on its face. Most American women voters voted against Donald Trump. And that's, you know, the exit polling shows that. So that blows that right out of the water. And then I would be interested to hear what the difference is between white women who are married and black women who are married. Don't they both want to protect their husbands because of many reasons? Love, economic security, guidance for their children. Don't they both? Is there a difference between being a black wife and a white wife? I've never seen it. Have you?
I think that human beings generally want to succeed regardless of race.
Yeah.
I think God created every man, woman, and child and put talent in every man, woman, and child. And unfortunately, we are not nurturing that God-given talent because we don't give kids in so many states and cities and towns a quality education. Let me take this woke issue to another level here. You see what's happening with, well, first of all, we see what has happened with Bud Light. We see what happened with Miller Lite. We now see what's happening with Target. And now their diversity chief has doubled down, demanding white women get to work against America's systemic racism. Target. Now, by the way, Bud Light is risking losing their number one status as Their sales have plunged, you know, another 26% this week. Target losses swelled to $12.4 billion, shares at the lowest since 2020, and going down quickly. We see now Kohl's has followed in suit. There is a rising tide against even Chick-fil-A, believe it or not, because of their, quote, inclusiveness policies that they have adopted. And so many other companies. Now, if I'm a CEO of a company, Bill, I think I am going to stay out of politics. Controversial, cultural issues. You used to be the cultural warrior, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm staying out of it because I want to, anybody that wants to come to my store is going to be treated, you know, better than they expect. I want to underpromise and overperform.
You know, I just have to go back to what you said about God giving everybody talent. And you remember you said that about...
Yes, about 30 seconds ago.
Well, what happened to Joy Behar? Now...
By the way, that reminds me of Trump in the debate when, I think it was our former colleague Megyn Kelly asking the question about women, and he goes, no, that was only Rosie O'Donnell. That was pretty quick on his feet.
He's an exception to the rule. But look, this culture war is important because of the ferocious backlash against woke. That's the big story. So I don't buy the Chick-fil-A thing. I mean, if Chick-fil-A wants to appoint an executive to monitor how the company goes about hiring people, as long as it doesn't discriminate against anybody, I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to buy my chicken nuggets. Chick-fil-A is a good place. On the Kohl's.
Wait a minute, you get chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A?
Nuggets with the little sauce, that's what I get. Okay, I don't, you know, I'm a meager eater, but they're good. But you gotta wait online, cause Chick-fil-A is so popular.
I know, it's so popular. Alright, keep going.
Okay, Kohl's and Target, ridiculous. I mean, they are depending on working class people. Here's a bulletin. George Clooney does not shop at Target, okay? You don't need the Hollywood crew. So, if you want to stock up on some gear that gay people might like, all right, I don't have a real problem with that, but get it out, you know, put it among all things.
But they're putting it in children's lines. That's where the anger seems to come. Like, for example, gender identity education, you know, they're targeting, you know, I think it's age inappropriate, even kids in first, second, and third grade. I don't even think kids in 8th, 9th, and 10th grade ought to be studying that. First of all, the kids can't do reading, writing, math, science, and history and computers, so they're failing our kids. And if they really feel compelled that sex education, gender identity education, CRT is that important, why don't they send the curriculum to every parent and say, if you want to opt your kids into an after-school program that deals with these issues, maybe you're uncomfortable talking about them with your children, we will offer it. Here's what we will be teaching.
That's very good, Hannity, and I'll tell you what. When I taught high school way back in the dark ages...
Oh, God help those students. My gosh.
I taught a course called Contemporary Problems, and it was an elective only for seniors at the high school in Opa-locka, Florida, okay? And
why do I think you are a hard-ass teacher and a hard-ass grader?
I was the original Mr. Cotter. Plenty of sweat hogs in my class. But anyway, it was an elective, and I had a syllabus for the course, and we did get into issues like birth control and things like that. They were seniors. They were 18 years old. But there was no agenda. It was, here is society, here's what the medical science is, and that kind of a presentation, and then the kids would discuss it. Very healthy class. In fact, I taught high school for 2 years, and I caught this class my first year, and then the second year when I came back, I taught it again, and they had 125 kids sign up. I could only take 45.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you a tough grader?
Yes, but I wasn't unfair in the sense that I knew there were some kids who had tremendous disadvantages. Bad parents, abusive parents sometimes, and I would grade them on a curve, which may not have been fair, But I took into account effort. Effort was big in my classroom. But, yeah, there were no cupcake grades given out by me. It was you got to do the work, and you have to have a mastery of the subject, because I taught history and English along with the elective. And I lament, and you brought it up earlier, the disintegration of the public school systems in the United States. Not everywhere, okay? Some districts are good.
Well, I mean, you know, we live in, you know, upper income, upper middle class areas of Long Island, both of us. Not where we grew up in Long Island. And those schools that have more money tend to do better.
That's true, but it's a skill level of the teachers and the discipline imposed by the principal that matters most. And the tragedy of it is that children graduate from high school and they don't know anything about their country.
Sad.
How it works, they don't know what the deuce is going on, they don't know what opportunities exist.
You know what my kids learned in high school American history? One in junior year, one in senior year. Up to that point, you learned every other country's history but our own.
Yeah, and that's why I wrote the killing books.
Yeah.
And, you know, those...
You want to kill off the educational system.
Yeah. You read those books, all 12 of them, and it's going to be a 13th in September, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts.
Killing Hannity's next on the list.
Yeah, but, you know, I still haven't figured out a way to dispatch you. I have this from Edgar Allan Poe on rid of you.
Oh, man, that's cold.
It is.
I'm just nothing but nice to you, and this is what I get back. I can't believe it.
Nice when you call me a phony, arrogant guy in the beginning of the...
I didn't say that. Oh, I was just messing with you. All right, all things Bill O'Reilly at simplemanbilloreilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, we always love having you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me in, Sean. Appreciate it.
800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. It's always fun with Bill. I just like to throw him topics he's not expecting. We tell him one topic, and I always bring up a different one.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver. but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls here in a minute. Don't forget, by the way, Hannity.com will be outside of Des Moines tomorrow in Iowa as we begin our presidential town hall series with the front runner for the Republicans, Donald J. Trump. If you're in the area, want to join us, tickets at Hannity.com. We have a live audience show tonight in New York City. If you're in and around and about, we'd love to have you. You sign up for free. Tickets are free. Hannity.com again. You may not know this. Ammo is really expensive right now. It's in short supply also. You may not know that you can train without ammunition at your own house thanks to the military-grade technology known as Mantis X, and you may not know that all the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training doing what's called dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearm training system, it's no ammo, it's all electronic, it's a way to practice, improve your shooting accuracy. You simply attach it to your firearm, and away you go. You can use it at home or on the range. Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your shooting technique. They'll guide you through drills and courses. Look, let me put it this way. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Linda started at a 9 out of 100 score. That would be the equivalent of aiming at a building and missing the building, a big building. Now she's regularly scoring in the high 70s and low 80s.
I'm just waiting for Biden's next balloon. I'm going to shoot that thing right down. You're not going to have to waste any firearm power.
Why would we need a Sidewinder missile? You know, when we got you, you're a Sidewinder missile.
I got it, Biden.
Anyway, Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces, basically military grade technology, and you're getting it at a very affordable price. Mantis X will improve your shooting dramatically. It's a must have for any and all gun owners. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you've got to act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Anyway, improve your accuracy today. And I'll tell you the other best part is it's fun. You'll use it at home, in the backyard, with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your kids. You'll teach them how to become marksmen. I mean, it's amazing technology. MantisX.com, MantisX.com.
Sean, I got to tell you something. We had a caller call in about Mantis.
Yeah.
And they said we shouldn't say marksman. We should say sharp shooter. It's better than marksman.
Okay, sharp shooter. There you go.
I want to be called a sharp shooter. I think I'm ready for it.
Look, at a very young age, because my parents, you know, we had weapons in the house. My mom, a prison guard, she had a revolver next to her bed. And they knew I was a curious little 10-year-old little munchkin. And they obviously didn't want anything to ever happen if, God forbid, they weren't paying attention. And so their answer was to bring me to a gun range and teach me gun safety. And teach me, I was almost instantaneously, you know, I took to it immediately. And I really loved it. This is an old snub 38 Smith & Wesson, I think my mom had. And, you know what? It worked. Because I remember the first lesson, the guy goes over every single bit of firearm safety. Point it down range, never point it at a person. you know, always look, how to deal with a jam gun. I mean, you can go through all of the different scenarios. We went through them all. I'm like 10 or 11 years old. I don't remember exactly. And anyway, it was in my town. It was underneath a gun shop in my town at the time. And I don't think they exist anymore. There's very few of them in New York. And so we went down to the range. We, went through all the safety measures. And he goes, all right, now I want you to tell me everything I told you. And I told him. And I got it all right. He goes, great. Okay, I'll make a deal with you. Next week, if you can tell me everything you just said, I'll let you fire the gun. And I'm like so disappointed because I was dying to fire that thing. And so we went back the following week and I had remembered everything. And that was the first time I ever shot a gun. And I became a marksman, if you will, as protocol existed, whatever protocol the gunsmith, the gun instructor had at the time. And I became a really good shot with a pistol. I'm not as good a shot with a rifle unless I have a scope because I can't see the way I used to. And, I can't practice except for Mantis X, but all right, let's get to our phones. James in California is a liberal. James, how are you?
Oh, fine yourself, Sean.
What's going on?
Well, first I want to say that I love your show.
Thank you.
And I think you made me a better American as well as a more determined, Democrat.
So you're a Democrat. How did I make you a better American? I didn't make you a Democrat. I'm trying my hardest to prevent that illness from taking place.
Yeah, well, I started out as an independent. And my wife, who was a conservative and still is, she said, you know, you should listen to Sean Hannity and some of the other mega radio shows to try to get another opinion and a different input. And I started to. And as I said before, it just made me believe more in America, and it, as I said, made me a more determined Democrat to make sure that America stays a democracy.
So you still consider yourself a Democrat?
Oh, definitely.
All right, let me ask you a question. Now, I assume then in 2024, your plans are, as of now, to vote for Joe Biden.
So far, counts on who they, I don't like DeSantis. And,
all right, but if you had to vote today in whatever Republican is out there on the Republican side, Trump, DeSantis, whoever, versus Biden, you're going to vote for Biden?
That's correct.
Okay, now I have some important questions for you, okay? And I'm going to let you take your time and answer them. I'm not going to interrupt you. Okay, name me three things that Joe Biden has done that you believe has made the country a better place, that has improved the lives of the American people.
Well, I do like the Green New Deal. My biggest concern, I feel more threatened. Democracy and what I believe what's good for Americans.
So you like Green New Deal socialism, which is that the government guarantees, you know, a government wage, government healthy job, pre-K, student loan forgiveness, government-run health care, government retirement, government guaranteed healthy food. You think the government's capable of doing all of that, or you believe in those promises?
Yes. And
now I have a question, another follow-up question. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, remember when Obama and Biden were selling Obamacare? Remember what they said? You get to keep your doctor, keep your plan, and the average family will save close to $2,500 a year. Do you remember that mantra?
Yes.
Well, we have tens of millions of Americans that lost their doctors. Tens of millions lost their plans. The average American now is paying on average over 200% more per premium than they were paying before Obamacare. And fully, nearly 50%, it's over 40% of America has only one Obamacare exchange option. Now, are you going to, are you going to trust the people that made those false promises and broke them? I'll give you another example. They're the same people that said that they're going to put the Social Security retirement fund in a lockbox. They squandered it, and it's now headed towards insolvency. Same with Medicare. How would you grade our nation's school system? Because I'd give it a big fat F. Tell me what government does right that gives you so much confidence that all these promises are going to be fulfilled.
Well, my wife, Obamacare saved my wife's life. She had regular medical insurance. She used up her limits. They kicked her out. And if it wasn't for Obamacare, because she has seven specialists now working on her, and she died 2 weeks ago, and they brought her back.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. She's alive. Thank God. I'm glad.
Yes. So,
So Obamacare worked for you, but it didn't work for most. The promises they made were never fulfilled. The promises to put in a lockbox Social Security monies, they were squandered. Do you think our educational system is doing a good job? Because overall, I'd give them an F. What would you give our educational system?
Well, education is mostly local. It's not federal.
I'm asking you, though, they spend a lot of money federally on education. How would you rate, on a scale of, you know, A through F, what would you give our educational system generally in this country?
Well, all I can say is reference to my family. I've had my...
So everything's good for you. All right, you're going to be happy with your education. How would you rate law and order with the Democrats that want to defund, dismantle the police and want no bail laws? How do you think that's working out?
Well, in reference to no bail, basically for poor people, that has been a road to prison because they usually can't afford to have bail. All bail is, it says, you will show up at your trial date. It doesn't stop anything in reference to the crime. So if you're a criminal and you have the money, you can get out of jail. But if you're working poor and you don't have the money, you have to spend time in jail. My very good friend of mine.
Let me ask you this.
Bail bondsman, and it's made him a rich man.
I'm going to give you my thoughts on where we differ and why I would never vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden failed us on the border. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah.
Just these are yes or no questions. Would you agree he's been a failure in terms of border security? Is that fair?
Well, our border has been a mess ever since
No, under Donald Trump, we didn't have anywhere near open borders like this. Not even close.
But we also had 3 years of COVID. And people weren't coming to the border. Now,
no, they were coming with COVID. We had kids in overcrowded cages in Texas during COVID. Do you think defunding the police has worked out well? Just give me yes or no's.
No, I'm not for defunding the police.
You are for it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. Okay, so you agree with me on that. But, do you agree with me it was stupid to give up energy independence?
We still are on the road to energy independence.
No, we're not. We gave it up. We're importing oil from OPEC and now Venezuela and even Iran under Joe Biden. You think that is good for our national security? I don't.
Oh, I agree. It would be not. If it was true, it would be not for our...
Do you think we should have a president that if China sends a spy balloon over our nation to spy on us... should have acted sooner, and there should have been major consequences to China. Do you agree that Putin taking out one of our satellites should have paid a penalty, and neither one did? Is that peace through strength to you, or is that weakness? To me, it's weakness.
To me, it's what's the reality of today's world.
No, is that weakness? Should there have been consequences for their actions?
Yeah, yes, I would say so.
So Joe Biden did the wrong thing. There were no consequences at all. Last question. Do you think Joe Biden and his family and Hunter benefited from all these foreign business deals, and does that bother you?
Well, it bothers me in reference to Hunter. I can't say that Joe Biden has benefited.
Why do you think Joe Biden leveraged $1 billion to fire a Ukrainian prosecutor who, it turns out, was investigating his son and the company that was paying him millions, even though he admitted he had no experience? Why do you think Joe was involved in that?
Well, because President Obama, as well as the EU, had all agreed that prosecutor had to be fired because of his corruption, and Joe Biden did not have the authority without the acquiescence of the government, the American government, to say what he said. So he was not a unilateral decision on his part.
Listen, it's very interesting to me because no matter what happens, there's nothing that I can do to convince you. There's no amount of pain. The American people now, two-thirds of the country are living paycheck to paycheck. Many people are now paying their bills with credit cards or tapping into their pensions. It's the worst economy in 40 years, the worst inflation in 40 years. We have energy prices again skyrocketing because we don't produce domestically the energy here in this country like we should have, which is good for national security and high paying career jobs in the energy sector, and open borders and all of this in a healthcare system that is a mess, and none of those promises fulfilled. But somehow you put your confidence in government. I can't convince you otherwise, but it's stunning to me that we have such a different philosophy. I hope you keep listening. I hope eventually that my common sense will penetrate. I appreciate you being out there, and I'll give you the last word.
Well, as I said before, my biggest fear is the white nationalism that is building up in this country.
The white nationalism. By the way, you do know that I find those people repugnant, right?
Well, yes, I agree.
You do know that there's no conservative that I'd be friends with that believe that crap.
Racism.
So, well, I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? White nationalism rooted in racism?
No.
No, I think in many ways it is.
I mean, that's a part. That's a.
I believe that God created every man, woman, and child. You've listened to me long enough to know that.
Well, I'm a Christian.
All right, we believe in Jesus. There we go. We found agreement. And on that happy note, I got to let you go.
Thank you for your time.
God bless you and your family.
Final roundup and information overload hour.
Crime on the rise. I needed to upgrade my firearm security, and so I started researching gun safes. I found a game changer. It's that simple. It's called SafeX. It's put out by a company called Rhino Metals. They've been in business since 1995, a veteran-owned company. It is truly revolutionary. If you go to their website, you'll see for yourself. It's one word, Rhino Safe. Rhino spelled like the animal, RHINOSAFE.com. Take a look at their side-by-side pry tests, and then you judge for yourself because you're going to be amazed. I have a SafeX by Rhino, so does Linda. They've got amazing exterior styling options. And by the way, I love the quick open system that I got. It's really easy to open it, but hard for the bad guys. Anyway, I love their antique industrial ironworks finish. It looks like it's a safe from the 1800s. It looks awesome. You can check out their gun rack. It swings out of the safe to give you the best access to your firearms. Anyway, Rhino Metals has a massive, huge network all around the country of expert dealers. If you're a dealer and you don't have Rhino safes, you should contact them because everybody that I know that needs a safe needs a Rhino safe. And I'm telling you, if you want the best, check out rhinosafe.com. That's Rhino spelled like the animal, RHINOSAFE.com. Rhino safe, one word, .com. All right, quick break. When we come back, Senator Rand Paul has an alternative budget he's putting forth in the Senate. Also get his take on the way that the negotiations in the House went down as we continue.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.